me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
Came to the Six Ninja in the place to be for the Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about AEW Dynamite going into Rampage, 3 hours of AEW. Oh man, I gotta tell you, we got another one coming up. Collision, May 11th is gonna be a 3 hour thing with Rampage. I'm just like, man, Tony, can we just not do the Rampage? Can you just do 2 solid hours of wrestling? Because I'm not gonna lie, this is like when Raw was really bad and you had to get through those 3 hours. You had to. You are climbing up that hill. And sometimes that's what this is. And with the past, like, I know it's the playoffs or something's going on, the reason why they have to do this. It's a journey, because when you get to that end of Dynamite, I'm like, okay, cool. That was, we got where we needed to go. We ended up with Kenny. But here I'm just like, oh, come on. Then you're like, and we got another hour of Rampage. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But we're talking about Dynamite first, May 1st, 2024. We're in Winnipeg. We got Excalibur, Tony Taz on commentary. And we started off with a message from Tony Khan in his little neck brace and his desk in Jacksonville. And he's like, I will not be there, but I will work remotely from my desk here. And then NWO, no, the Elite, the Bucks. They're taking over the show, and this is what was going to happen. This is a takeover, and I will say what I enjoyed about this is they're like, check out the new intro, and it's all the Elite. Just Bucks, Okada, Jack Perry, and that's how we started off Dynamite. I was just like, okay, I found that amusing, and we started off with Swerve Strickland. He comes out. You know, he's cutting a promo, and we're going to find out who is he going to face at Double or Nothing. Who? And the Bucks have a message for him and says, hey, your opponent is the greatest Canadian wrestler out there. And everyone's like, oh, Kenny Omega. No, we got swerved. Well, Swerve got swerved. Swerved. Christian Cage. And I was like, what? Christian Cage versus Swerve Strickland at Double or Nothing. Why? And nothing against Christian Cage. You know, he had, like, I don't know. He just got his ass kicked by Adam Copeland a month or two ago back, and I was just like, so he's automatically, okay, I guess EVPs have spoken. But I don't know. I blanked on everything and the reasons why this would make sense until Christian Cage was like, and just to update everybody, when you left Nick Wayne in his own pool of blood, I was like, oh yeah, Swerve was okay. Then he's like, and you're the reason why we lost it all in. And I was like, oh, he had a match with Darby and Sting and Christian and I guess you've been holding on to this for a very long time. So, but I don't know. I Swerve Strickland versus Christian, his first bout on a pay-per-view is Christian Cage? I don't know how I feel about that. Fuck, I would have taken the rematch with Samoa Joe. But if you really think about it, who do they have that can go against Swerve? Because Swerve is now is the champion. He beat Joe. He's the biggest star. He's the champ. You know, that's why when they had the whole Claudio thing last week, I was like, ooh, Claudio. Okay, I can see that. But Christian Cage, I don't, we'll see how it turns out. I know we'll get some entertaining promos, but of course they beat down Swerve and Prince Nana, and Killswitch pulls out Swerve's braid. Ouch. That I just, okay. Now then we go into our first match of the night. It's Adam Copeland, the Cope Open, versus Buddy Matthews, and talk about a great match. Took up almost the first hour of the show, but these two went at it. These two went to battle. And of course, Adam retained his TNT championship. And Buddy, he was left bleeding out of his mouth. So we got that there. And lights, you know, of course, Adam starts beating down Buddy. He's going crazy. He's going mad. And after that, you know, the lights go out. Here's Malachi Black. And Malachi Black is standing there. And, you know, he's like, hey, dude. No, my favorite part about this was like, do it. Hit him with the chair. Do the concerto. And then Buddy Matthews randomly sits up. He's like, yeah, hit me. Hit me. And I'm like, and Adam has this moment of like, do I hit him? And then the lights go out again. And it was funny. He's like, I think it was Tony Schiavone where he's like, oh, what does this mean when the lights go out? I was like, what do you mean? You guys do this all the time. Oh, man. But we got a Willow and Sky package after this. And then we go into our next match of the night. Samoa Joe versus Isaiah Cassidy. Quick. Joe gets the win. Then we get Orange Cassidy up next. He cuts a promo saying Chuck can never wrestle again because of what Trent did. And then the next time he sees Trent, he's going to beat that ass. And, of course, Trent comes out. And Orange Cassidy's going to go after him. And security, Chris Statlander comes out. Then Don Callis comes out. And he's like, whispers in something in Orange's ear. And after that, Orange Cassidy leaves with Don Callis. And I was like, what? Okay. All right. I got to see where this is going to develop. I don't understand. But, of course... But we're going to get Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta next week. And for me, I was like, why don't you have that? That match is huge in the eyes of the hardcore AEW fans. Why don't you have that match at Double or Nothing? You know? But no, we're going to get that match next week with Trent. And hopefully it ends in a DQ. Hopefully it ends in a way where we can continue the story and not blow this off. Because if Chuck can't wrestle ever again because of what Trent did, I believe this should be a match that goes on to on a pay-per-view. And it's a big match. Like a grudge match between these two, not on a Dynamite. So we'll see where the booking goes there. Renee's with the books. And they're like, we've had enough TV time, Renee, but we're taking over the show. Here's Jack Perry. And I know that they were trying so hard with Jack Perry to get this big pop. He's a heel. He's over. Cry me a river, whatever. But I heard some CM Punk chants while he was on the screen. And I was like, oh. You can't escape that man. You can't escape that man whatsoever. So I don't know if coming back this quick, being the scapegoat is really helping you because you're part of a heel stable. So I don't understand where you're like, I'm going to be, you know, I'm Jack Perry and everything like that. So we'll see where it goes. But we'll see and you'll see what happens. You know what happens at the end of the show. We'll get to that in a bit. We have the FTW Championship, Jericho versus Shibata. Who fucking cares? Jericho wearing trunks, looking out of shape. Big Bill comes out, helps Jericho, puts Shibata through the table. Jericho gets the pin on Shibata, and I'm just like, damn, I feel so bad for Shibata. Like, really bad. And because Big Bill wants to learn. He wants to learn from the learning tree. So, move on. Renee is with Willow and Chris and Stokely. You know, Willow's like, hey, you know. And what's funny is, like, no Mercedes Moné on this show. That was like, man, what a waste of an investment on a talent. I know that she's hurt. I know that's the case there. But, you know, I really want to build this feud with Willow and Mercedes Moné. But when she's not there, you really can't do anything. But Willow has to focus on Sky Blue, which we've been, like, recycling over and over and over again. And that's the main event of Rampage. Chris and Stokely didn't get banned because the Bucks said that. And, you know, my favorite part is Renee gets a text and she reads the text and it says, smile more. So we'll see. Then we go into Brian Cage versus Claudio. Claudio gets the win. Brian Cage taps out. I'm just like, I feel so bad for Brian Cage. I like Brian Cage. Like, I really do. But... like I said, Adam and Buddy took up a good chunk of the show, so everything kind of just felt rushed. And Claudio gets the win. He makes Brian Cage tap out. And I was like, damn, Brian, I'm sorry, my man. Sorry. Renee with Rocky. Rocky's like, I'm going to do my own thing now. I'm not going to deal with the best friends, whatever. I'm doing my own thing. But he challenges Kyle O'Reilly at Rampage, which is going to be the next show, you know, so he's like, I'm Rocky, I got one eye. Next up, we have Mariah May versus Serena Deeb. Deeb gets the win. Tony's there. Luther, of course. Tony throws in the towel because Serena Deeb's working on that knee, pounding and grinding and all that good stuff. So, but Tony doesn't want to see Mariah May get hurt, so she throws in the towel. I was like, okay. And they're like, Serena Deeb and Tony Storm at Double or Nothing. And I'm like, okay. You know I'm going to watch anyway. So I don't know. Serena Deeb just, like, shit. I know I wasn't the biggest fan and I was shit-talking on Deonna Purrazzo, but she would have made a better opponent. We could have got that. But no, Thunder Rosa jumped in front of her. And now Deonna Purrazzo is just kind of in the background now. They made a big deal about her, but now she's been in the background. Then we go to Renee's with Adam Copeland. He's talking. She's like, why'd you hesitate out there? He's like, what do you mean? Look at me. I'm crazy. Kyle O'Reilly shows up. He's like, hey, if you ever need backup, I'll help you. And I like what Adam said. Maybe a potential title match between these two, because he goes, hey, eyes up here. Not on my championship. I get it, though. So Kyle's like, okay. Now we have Kenny Omega. Kenny gives this very heartfelt speech, you know, what he was diagnosed with, and talked about how, you know, it impacted his life. He was very close to dying and stuff like that, and he misses wrestling, and very heartfelt. I feel bad for Kenny, but Kenny says he will not go into that good night. He will fight to get back into this ring. And of course, Okada comes out, and I was like, oh, Okada, Kenny. And, of course, Jack Perry attacks. Okada's attacking. They're really working this angle because I guess it's with the stomach. And they hit him with the chair. Then, of course, the Bucks come out. And the Bucks do the EVP trigger. And here comes FTR. But I would tell you, it was like after the attack, I was like, oh, my God. And the Bucks came in. And I was like, man, this is dragging so bad. This is dragging. I'm like, do your EVP trigger. We all know you're going to do the fucking EVP trigger. Just fucking do it. And they finally did it because Kenny had to, like, crawl all the way over and, like, pull himself up, and then they did it. And, of course, we got the ambulance, FTR, then, of course, the Elite attack, and they push Kenny, and that's the way we end it. Kenny's going to be off TV a little bit longer. And I like what he said. He's like, hey, you're not the only EVP here, buddies. Huh? There's this guy, but he was taken out by the new Elite. And that was Dynamite. 3 out of 5. Let's get to the next one. Rampage. We started off with the ambulance, of course, and the Elite attacking. But our first match of the night was Jay White versus Dante Martin. This was fun for what it was. My boy Jay White got the win. And I like it. He's like, let me pick up Dante. Huh? Dante, look at this guy. Took him out again. Respect? Nope. Guns up, baby. Guns up. And then Darius and Action Andretti come out, of course, to save Dante. Deonna Purrazzo's backstage, and once again, fall into the background like most of these talents do. I don't know where we're going to go with Deonna Purrazzo, but we'll see. And Deonna Purrazzo's like, hey, I'm not just here. I'm here. I'm making a statement of who I am. So we'll see where Deonna Purrazzo goes. We have a Roosh package. My boy, Roosh, you mess with the bull, you get the horns, God damn it. Renee's with Big Bill and Jericho, who give a fuck. Let's go to the Swerve promo, holding his head with some ice because he got his dread ripped out. And Swerve's like, hey, Christian, next week on Dynamite, I will see you and know that I will not be alone. So I'm like, who will he bring to confront Christian Cage and his family? Interesting. Interesting indeed. Then we go into Kyle O'Reilly versus Rocky. This was a fun match for what it was. Kyle gets the win. Oh, and I forgot to make a note. Excalibur, Tony Taz did the Dynamite. And then for Rampage, Magic replaces Taz for commentary. I do like Daddy Magic on commentary. I really do. Next up, we have Saraya and Harley. They're talking about Tony Storm. I'm like, what happened to Saraya? Remember when Saraya came in just like once? It's like Mercedes Moné. Like when they get these big stars, especially from WWE, they're like, oh my God. Ah! And then background noise. That's all they become. I'm sick of it. I'm like, why? Now they're just there to collect a paycheck. That's all it is. Like Deonna Purrazzo, she had some promise. And she had probably a match, I think it was last week with Thunder Rosa, that was a really good match. And now Deonna Purrazzo is just there, and then we have Serena Deeb versus Toni Storm, and I'm just like, ugh. Undisputed Kingdom, cutting a promo after this. Of course, Roderick Strong is taking on Will Ospreay at Double or Nothing. I am looking very forward to that match. Next up, big street fight, Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue. Well, it was not street fight, but you know, it was a massacre, something massacre, massacre of something. But Willow gets the win, and what sucks is, like, on my DVR, the match was cut off because they went overtime, and I was like, oh, great. So I had to, like, go through YouTube and find the rest of this match. But it was fun. They did what they did with the, they did what they could with this. I feel like they should have been given a little bit more, but it happens. But Willow Nightingale gets the win. She will face still Mercedes Moné at Double or Nothing. Overall, I give this a 2.5 out of 5 for Rampage. And of course, Stokely and Chris were banned, but I would say my match of the night for Rampage was Willow and Sky. They beat the shit out of each other. And for Dynamite, I would give it up to Adam and Buddy. That was my match of Dynamite. But overall, AW, baby. Now we're moving on. We got Backlash this Saturday, and it's free comic book day. It's also Star Wars Day, but every day's fucking Star Wars Day. Remember that. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe, share with your grandma, share with your grandpa, share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
Of all my years of doing pro wrestling, I have never seen Kenny Omega have a bad match. And I can't say that about hardly anybody else in this business.